So friends, having understood these various reforms that evolved and were introduced before independence, post-independence, agricultural market reforms have impacts on the agricultural prices as well as agriculture as a whole. The agricultural market reforms play an important role in transforming the agricultural sector. It has shaken up the traditional agricultural marketing system. It has provided alternate ways for marketing agricultural produce. Farmers have more control over their produce. This has stopped their exploitation from the intermediaries, and it has also succeeded in dismantling the APMC monopoly. Farmers can now sell their produce directly to private companies, processors, or consumers anywhere in the country. It has created possibilities for better prices through increased competition. There are some more impacts which has resulted in increased interest of private investors for investing in storage facilities, logistic and processing unit. The main objective of this initiative is it reduces the post-harvest losses and ensures delivery of fresh agricultural produce from farms to the consumers. It also helps to improve the infrastructure and causes economic growth in the farming sector. One of the innovation that has been inbuilt into agriculture is the contract farming agreement. The contract farming agreements provide farmers with assured prices. Even before they actually plant the seeds, they are aware about what type of quality they have to produce and what price they are going to get on harvesting. They also allows them to access the technical expertise and improve quality and productivity of crops. There are various potential benefits of agricultural marketing reforms, such as the enhanced market access, enhanced market efficiency, improved price realization, increased farmer income, reduced middleman exploitation, reduced post-harvest losses. It has allowed the farmers to diversify market, take advantage of market diversification, both physical and online. It has boosted the investment. It has enhanced agricultural productivity. It has stimulated rural economy. Consumers have greater choices, improved farmer bargaining power with collective representations, export market potential, data-driven decision-making, as well as contract farming opportunities. Now let's look at this one by one. The enhanced market access. The dismantling of geographical restrictions is broadening the market options. Farmers don't have to sell their produce only in the local markets. They can connect with the ENAM and access the buyers across the country. It has reduced dependence on local mandis. Farmers can also sell directly to processors, companies, as well as consumers nationwide. It has also resulted into enhanced market efficiency. Creation of efficient and competitive agricultural marketing ecosystem has benefited farmers. It has created new price discovery mechanism based on the actual demand and the quality. And all this has resulted into efficient and transparent agricultural market. The best part of the market reforms, agricultural market reforms, are improved price realization for the farmers. The direct marketing electronic trading platforms, such as the ENAMs, provide better price discovery as large number of buyers and sellers are connected based on the demand and supply. Every moment new price is discovered. The price realization has improved due to the greater access to larger markets. Competitive pricing mechanisms has been established, and ultimately it has benefited farmers for his farm produce. The next important benefit is increased farmers' income. Since the farmer is getting the best price for his produce, he definitely has enhanced his income by bypassing the intermediaries. Farmers now can gain a higher share of selling price. They don't have to pay any commission to the intermediaries, and this has all resulted into increase in the farmer's income, and in turn has improved his livelihood. It has also reduced middleman exploitation. Because gone are the days when farmers had to rely on the commission agents who will advise the farmer on which markets are available. He will take the farm produce and sell it at a different price than what he has promised. The direct selling of farm produce to APMC has reduced the middleman exploitation. It has reduced the role of intermediaries, and automatically the exploitative practice on farmers has also reduced. There has been reduction in post-harvest losses. The private sector investment in the storage facilities, logistic and processing units has resulted into efficient transport of farm produce from the farm gates to the APMCs or even to the consumers. And this has resulted because of improved storage facilities, logistics, as well as processing units, ultimately resulting into reduced post-harvest losses. And once again, since the post-harvest losses have reduced, it has automatically increased the farmer's income. The next important benefit is market diversification. With APMCs connected to ENAMs and APMCs across the country are connected with ENAMs, farmers can access a broader range of buyers beyond the local markets, and you can get the best price based on what price is quoted on basis on demand and supply, and this has in turn reduced dependency on specific markets. So any market which offers better price would be beneficial, and just because these APMCs are connected on ENAM, farmers get better access and have the advantage of market diversification. Because of the returns that are generated under reduced uncertainties, implementation of better risk management tools, private investors and even FDI now are increasing their investments in infrastructure development, technology adoption, and even value-added processing. All this is leading to investment boost in the agricultural sector, which in turn increasing productivity, which in turn increasing the range of value-added products. And all in all, this is benefiting the farmers as well as other industries which are connected with farming. It has also resulted into enhanced agricultural productivity because of better market information, because of predictive analytics, because of high-end technology. Better forecasting is happening, better prevention of disease and pests are happening, better quality yields, seeds are actually utilized by farmers with modern concepts such as organic farming, vertical farming, and many other things are enabling farmers to increase agricultural productivity and meet the quality standards and consumer preferences. Because of this, farmers are also able to meet the grades that are established by commodity exchanges, and their products can easily be listed on the agricultural commodity exchanges. And this has tremendously stimulated rural economy. Because farmers can access high-end technology, farmers have improved infrastructure, they have improved their incomes, and this in turn, the rural population, which was massively migrating to urban, has been stopped to some extent, and overall it has stimulated the rural economy. Rural economy has been stimulated because of the employment opportunities that are created in the ancillary sector, such as the transportation, the storage, as well as the agribusiness services, and it has also increased the spending in rural areas. So not only employment opportunities, but the products are also utilized, and this in turn has increased the spendings in the rural areas, overall boosting the economy as a whole. Now, there are greater choices for consumers. The availability of wide variety of agricultural products, wider market access, and increased competition has provided greater choices for consumers. Based on the taste, based on the preferences, based on the needs, consumers are now able to get all types of agri products fresh from the market, good quality, good nutritional contents, and they can all get this at a reduced prices. Because massive production is happening, the prices are automatically become reasonable and consumer can afford what they want at great freshness and quality directly from the farm or farmers directly coming to the consumer for selling. Next important benefit is improved farmers' bargaining power. Like the direct marketing and sale through the Enam allows farmers to choose where and how they sell. Because the price discovery solely happens on the demand and supply with that is created by large number of buyers and sellers connected to a common platform, it allows farmers to have improved bargaining power. Unless he gets a price which he has in mind, he can hold the stock because of the better warehousing facility. This is strengthening the farmers' bargaining power vis-a-vis the traditional market players. And because of the increased productivity, farmers have started generating surplus, and India is now one of the leading exporters of agri commodities into of various agricultural commodities because of the improved quality, because of the processing infrastructure facilities, farmers are able to export their farm produce, create incremental income from global exports, and this is how not only contributing to their own being but increasing the forex resource for our country as a whole. Whatever decisions that are taken by the farmers, they are now based on real-time access of the data through advanced technologies. The online trading platforms with market information systems and automation are enabling farmers to extract and disseminate valuable information. They have advanced risk modeling platforms or softwares into which when the real-time data are fed into, farmers can come out with good strategic decisions, informed decision-making, which can further help them to drive their agri-business. And as we have seen, the contract farming opportunities are enabling farmers to pre-arrange the prices and production details with companies based on better price predictability, adoption of modern farming practices. The results are all seen in the value addition, utilization of technology to enhance the productivity of farm produce, and in all, the farmers get the price that is promised, the sponsors get the products that they want, and finally, when it reaches the consumers, it is at an affordable and reasonable prices. So this is how such modern concepts of contract farming are helping each one that are connected with agriculture. So friends, with this we have reached the conclusion of this chapter in the entire book. Let us conclude this chapter with a specific conclusion, that is, agricultural market reforms have played a key role in transforming the agricultural sector. These reforms have also succeeded in liberalizing the agricultural markets, improving infrastructure, providing better price realization for farmers, sustainability in agricultural business, as well as the economic growth. And such reforms are coming as per the need. Whenever there are protests, government also takes the initiative to actually shell them out if they feel that it won't be in the better interest of the farmers and the public as a whole. So in all, in an open democratic country, agricultural market reforms are playing a key role in transforming the agricultural sector. So with this, we complete this entire subject on agricultural price risk management, in which we started right from the key features of agriculture. Then we understood the basic concepts of risk. Then we saw details about agricultural markets, the agricultural commodity exchanges. Then we learned about various tools and strategies about risk management. We also entered into the contemporary base of managing risk through the derivatives, specifically with the forward futures and the options contract. We also saw the hedging process in which the derivatives contracts are used for minimizing or mitigating the risk. In turn, it results into a certain income for the farmers without worrying for the uncertainty of the prices or price volatility. And finally, we also understood the government initiatives and the agricultural market reforms, which are specifically aimed at not only the agricultural price risk management, but overall transforming the Indian agricultural sector and bringing out the best out of the agriculture, not only for food security, but for growth of overall economy as a whole. Thank you very much.